Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. How are you doing this morning? I pray that God has blessed you with sweet sleep and that he woke you up on this side of heaven, clothed in your right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory, honor, and praise right now in Jesus' name. Father, we continue to pray for those that are sick and shut in. We continue to pray for those behind prison bars. Father, those that are in foreign land, God, all the missionaries on foreign fields, we lift them up before you right now in Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you and I agree with the prayer that I prayed wee hours this morning that you continue to breathe upon your household of faith. Every pastor, every first lady, every elder, oh God, every minister, every reverend, Father, every missionary, every evangelist, God, our children, God, the lay persons, oh God, God, all those that are called by the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, oh God, God, to resuscitate the body of Christ. God, resuscitate us, that we do that which you have called and anointed us to do, God, that the gifts that you have, God, Holy Spirit, put in us, that it be stirred up on today, oh God, that we, oh God, minister to those that we see, minister to those that we come in contact with, and telling them about and proclaiming the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling them about a man that died for them, a man that rose up from the grave and that's sitting on the right-hand side of our Heavenly Father. Father, I thank you right now for this opportunity and time. Bless those that are under the sound of my voice. God, I decree and declare blessings upon them and their households in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I just came on here to say good morning to each and every one of you. It is a blessing to still be in the land of the living, clothed in my right mind. I thank God for Jesus on this morning. I thank God for him being so good. Hallelujah. 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 I woke up wee hours this morning. I have a 6 a.m. prayer call every Monday morning. Yes, for Life Changers Ministries. You can join us. Information is on our website on LolitaJonesLive.com. It's also on our Facebook page, Life Changers LCM. But this scripture that the Lord had given me this morning is out of Numbers, chapter 6, verse starting with verse 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And you, this is Lolita, and you shall put my name upon your children and I will bless them. As the Lord gave me that this morning, and the reason I read that last verse, the verse 27, that's how God, Holy Spirit, gave it to me this morning, that we, the children of God, I mean, true enough, they talk about the children of Israel. This is coming from Moses, what God said unto Moses as the Lord gave it to Moses. Moses said it unto Aaron as the Lord God gave it unto him, which is Moses. But the Lord had me to change it on this morning for this day and hour that we shall put the Lord's name upon our children and God will bless them. And I just thank God for the reading of his word on this morning because as I reflect back upon the word of God over in Psalm 112 and 115, it says that our seed, the seed of the righteous will be mighty in the earth. God, going down towards, I think it's Psalm 112, going down towards verse 15 and 16, it says that the Lord would increase me more and more, me and my children. Over in Proverbs chapter 11, between verses 23 in 26, it says that the seed of the righteous God will deliver. It's something about our seed, and God is a covenant keeping God. He made the covenant with Abraham, said that he would bless his seed. We are the seed of Abraham in Christ Jesus, according to the book of Romans. And I just thank God that God is still sitting on the throne. He's still sitting up high, but yet he desires relationship with us down here on this earth. It is a great God. He is a great God. the same God that created the heaven and the earth, and yet he desires relationship with us. He wants to bless us. He wants to heal us. He wants to increase us. And I just thank God that he's just so marvelous. He's just so marvelous. He don't force himself upon us. He don't force himself upon us. You know how you meet people and they want to force a relationship? I'm not an arrogant person. Not at all. I love to observe people. I may observe you for years before I speak to you. Before I introduce myself, if I introduce myself, because trust me, I'm observing you. I love people and I'm a friendly person. And some people I would just speak to because the Lord would tell me to go speak. But me personally, I sit and I observe people. I really don't get excited over people. I've always been like that. I don't get excited over people. I've met many actors and superstars and artists, and I didn't get excited. I mean, I was in the flying to New York for a prayer conference up in New York with Bishop White. It was a couple of years ago, and me and my son, and we were going through the airport, and everybody was gathered around, you know, getting their luggage or whatever like that. So with me, I was just standing there. You know, and I kept seeing people on the other side of the luggage claim area that was jumping up and down and screaming and waving. And I knew I didn't know them. I know that for certain. So me and my son, he know how I am. So with him, he went on and got the luggage and everything like that. And as I'm standing there, people running over and the lady that ran over to me, she said, "Do you know who he is?" And I said, "My son?" Then she said, "No, the man standing to your left." And I looked at him and I was like, "No, who is he?" And I think he was surprised because he's like, "Hello." And he picked up one of my bags, and I did not know who this man was, not knowing he was a very well-known baseball player. Can't even remember his name. Praise the Lord. But he was a very well-known baseball player. And he started talking to me, and I just looked and I said, "Okay, well, nice to meet you." And I turned around and walked away. I went to the curb to wait on our ride. It was someone that was coming to pick us up. And when I looked down, he was standing on my left side again, and he was trying to run conversation with me, and people running. I mean, people, it was taxi cab drivers that was jumping out of their vehicles trying to meet this person. I don't get excited over people like that. And it was a man that came to me and said, "Do you know who he is?" And I said, "Do you know who Jesus is?" And the man backed away. It's amazing on how when you say the name Jesus, everybody gets excited over a human being. But when you say the name Jesus, not too many people get excited. But I thank God for Jesus, that God, in spite of, God still blesses us. God is just an awesome God. God is such a wonderful God. Who wouldn't serve a God like him? Who wouldn't want Jesus as their Lord and Savior? I thank God for, I do not player hate, and I have never been the one to be jealous, because there's nothing that anybody have that I want. Because my style is different. I like being different. And one thing about God, God said, don't have no other gods before me. He don't want us to worship anything or anybody else. He don't want us to go to anybody else for our needs and our wants and our desires. He wants to be our source, our primary source. He wants to be the author and the finisher of our lives and of our faith. He wants to be the beginning and the ending. Whatever it is that we need on today, don't look to the left nor to the right, but look beyond the heels. I'm not telling you to look to the heels. The Bible just giving you an example when it says, look to the hills from whence cometh the earth. He's telling you to look to heaven. Look to God. Look beyond the hills. Because beyond the hills, you'll see heaven. And in heaven that's sitting up on his throne is God Almighty, the Lord God Yeshua. And I bless him on today. that he has us in the active process of his mind. Jesus said in his word, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He will draw the men into the ministry. He will draw the men into your business. He will draw those to come and just buy. They may not even know what your business is about, but they will come and support your business. Why? Because you are lifting up and acknowledging Jesus and looking to him. Looking to him. You're looking to the Lord God Almighty. You're looking to heaven. You're looking to heaven for the solution to whatever problem it is. You're looking to heaven for the answer, for the key. You're looking to God. You're looking to God. You are looking to God. You probably said, what does that have to do with this verse? I don't know. I'm being led by God, Holy Spirit. All I know is he told me to get on here to encourage you to read the blessing over your life, that the blessing may manifest over your life. Because the word of God, it's more powerful than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder the soul and the spirit. It doesn't matter what the enemy say. It doesn't matter what your family members say. It doesn't matter what your bank account says. It doesn't matter what your job says, the economy says, the government says. All that matters is what is God saying about you. Over in the book of Job, it tells us that God bragged on Job. God bragged on Job. Back in 2020, I preached a message in my church. We were built for this. You are built for this. Economic crisis is going on throughout the land, not just in America, but throughout the earth. We were built for this. Because the Bible let me know over in Malachi chapter 3, it talks about bringing the tithe and offering into the storehouse, that there may be meat in his house. And he said, prove me now in this, that I will open for you the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. But we have to prove him by giving God what's his. Out of the 100%, all he wants is his 10%. It belonged to him. We're not paying tithe. We're giving him what's due him. Jesus said over in the New Testament, I believe it was either Jesus or Paul, give to Caesar what's Caesar's, but give to God what's God's. God has not forgotten us. God has not, he will not forget. How I know he won't forget us, because we live in the active process of his mind. God gave me that revelation when I was on the backside of Iraq in the desert, in a war, missiles and gunshots and bullets flying all around me. And I kept saying, why are you saying this to me? He said, Lolita, you living in the active process of my mind. This didn't take me by surprise. It probably shocked you. But it didn't take me by surprise. Because no matter where you are, I'm still going to bless you. I'm still going to bless your seed. Because you're mine. Because you taught them about me. One thing about the word of God, one thing about God, God's word stands forever. The grass withereth, the flower faded, but his word stands forever. What promise have God made to you? What promise are you keeping locked in the inner hearts? I hear you. In the inner chambers of your heart. I'm a seer, and the Lord, he deals with me in dreams. And when people come too close, I said, God, what is, and I'm bold enough to ask him, like, what you trying to get from me? What is it that you want? What is it that you think that I have that you need in your ministry or in your life? Oh, no. Because all these years I spoke to you, you never spoke back. Girl, that's not a love of a Christian. No, this is a wise believer over here. And then the Lord said, just soften your spirit. Because they go continue to, they think and they put in the veil over your face. But if you get into your private time with me, get into your secret place with me, our reveal. Our reveal. God wants to reveal himself to us in a greater way. We don't, there is nobody in this earth that know all of God. I've heard preachers, I've heard theologians and teachers, I mean, just they're trying to put their opinion up on us because they heard the voice of the Lord. It was only in part. It was only in part. But I just thank God that he wants to be in relationship and fellowship with us. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. That was the purpose of the remission of sin. That was the purpose of the redemption. Jesus paid his life. He put his life as a bargaining chip. I hear you, Holy Spirit. A bargaining chip for us that we might have eternal relationship and fellowship with our Lord God Almighty. With our Lord God Almighty. Now I can read this verse again. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And we shall put the Lord's name upon our children, and the Lord will bless them. That has a lot of meaning now, because the right relationship and fellowship, that connection God wants to have with us, that connection that God wants to have with us, that's good that we're connected to people, but I'd rather be connected to God than any human in this earth. I love my parents to life. God knows I do. I'm a mama and daddy's girl. I'm spoiled by both of them. You would think I was the youngest. I'm actually not. I have a younger brother. But my older siblings, they always call me, even my younger brother, everybody, people that know us think I am the youngest because I'm a mama's baby and I'm a daddy's girl. But that connection with my parents and with my siblings, can't nobody disconnect us. It cannot be broken. And I love that connection. But the connection I have with my Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, is the greatest connection I ever want in my life. I know husbands and wives, they have a connection. But I'm telling you, husband, I'm telling you, wife, the greatest connection that you can ever have in your life is being connected to the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Sons and daughters, I know you're connected to your mom, your mother, and your father. Even my children, they're connected to me. I think they're closer to me than they are to their dad. But I tell them the greatest connection that they can ever have in their life is the connection with the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I tell the church, that's good that you're connected to other ministries and other fellowships and other denominations and other countries. But the greatest connection that you can ever have, the greatest connection you can have as a church is continue to be connected to the source, which is Jesus Christ. Stay connected to the Lord God Almighty. The power source is God, Holy Spirit, and these signs shall follow them that believe that in my name they should cast out demons and devils and scorpions and every deadly thing, and anything that you drink, it would not harm thee, but and you will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. maybe we're not seeing signs and wonders today because the church is disconnected from its source. Our source is the Lord God Almighty. He gave us a connection plan. He sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. Jesus told us to wait in the upper room because God had a gift for us. Jesus ascended. He ascended to sit on the right-hand side of his Father. And with a thankful heart, we receive God Holy Spirit as the power source. So there is a connection. God Holy Spirit connects us to Jesus, and Jesus connects us to God. We have to stay connected. We have to stay connected. When we stay connected, we will see this promise fulfilled. We will see this blessing fulfilled. We will see the words that is written in the Holy Writ from Genesis to Revelation. There's blessings in every book. People don't believe that. Trust me, they are. I love research. There's blessings, even the book of Revelations. There, trust me, there's some blessings and promises in there too. In every book. But for us to receive that, we have to be in right relationship. So maybe we need to examine the relationship that we have with our Lord God Almighty. Father God in Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you for this time, this opportunity and time to come boldly before your throne of grace to obtain mercy in our time of need. Father, if we ever needed you, we need you more now than we needed you yesterday. Father, we thank you for this glorious day, this beautiful day that you've allowed us to see. Father, I ask you to continually to breathe upon your men, upon your women, upon your children. God, breathe upon the household of faith. Breathe upon our families. Breathe upon believers throughout this earth, God. Breathe upon us right now in Jesus Christ. God, resuscitate us. Resuscitate us. Life think is draining. The enemy think he's draining life out of us. But God, resuscitate us to be who you called us to be in these last and evil days. Father, we recommit our lives to you. Father, not our will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, therefore, we say, forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, and our transgressions against you. We repent of our sins. Jesus Christ, come into our hearts. Let our hearts be your home. Jesus is Lord. God, Holy Spirit, forgive us for grieving you and quenching you. Forgive us for disobeying, dishonoring, and disrespecting you. We receive forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. Father, we desire to be in right relationship with you. Not just for the blessings, but for the freedom, for the life that you give us, for the life that you bring into us. God, for the dominion power that you gave us back in the book of Genesis. You gave us dominion. Father, we thank you right now for sweet communion with you. Father, we thank you for sending your only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, to die for our sins and put us in right relationship with you. And we thank you for the gift, which is God, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power that lives in us. Father, bless us as we go about this day that we're able. Father, I hear you. Father, give us a word. A word to encourage people on today. Give us a word from you to encourage our co-workers and our employees, oh God. God, give us a word from you to encourage our business partners, oh God. Ministry leaders, those that we meet on the street, our neighbors, our children. God, give us a word to encourage our own selves, oh God, that will encourage us. God, and I thank you and I praise you in the name of Jesus. And it is in Jesus Christ I pray, amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in to right here, tuning in to Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. May God bless you and keep you. I pray that this be one of the best days of your life. I ask you to like us on Facebook, Life Changers LCM. I ask you to visit us on our website. You can see our devotionals every morning. There's a different devotional every morning on our website, lolitajoneslive.com, lolitajoneslive.com. Also there on the website, you will find my books where you can purchase. I have two devotional books and a healing book. I've been receiving so many inbox messages and text messages and emails through my personal email and through the ministry email from so many pastors that have purchased my devotional books. One of the pastors said, girl, he said, you call it a devotional book. And he says, this is a book of sermons. He said, you have written over 80 sermons in this one book. And he said, girl, I've already preached about four of them. And he said, but I thank God. He said, because you gave us the word of God, and then you ministered what God, what the Holy Ghost gave you to minister. And it have encouraged me so much that I started teaching it in my prayer and Bible band. I started preaching it in my Sunday morning services. So I just thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. That's how he give it to me. So many of the department, those that receive my text message, the morning devotions every morning, I have a couple of pastors that tell me every morning, say, girl, I'm going to preach this. Give me permission to preach it. But I thank God that's how God gives it to me. You know, he give me his word like that. I just thank God for Jesus. And I ask you to subscribe right here to Faith Talk. We are on every platform. We are on every platform. I thank God for you, you, and you. God bless you.